I'm visiting here with Patrick Westhoff at the St. Louis Agribusiness Club meeting. And, Pat, if you would, give us a little bit of a summary of the kind of remarks that you want to make to this group today.
I want to talk a bit today about why agricultural markets have been so wild the last several years and why they're probably going to continue to be very volatile in the years ahead. We had a lot of things that came together to push prices up for a wide variety of commodities these last several years. We've seen ups, we've seen downs since the last couple of years. Markets are far off their peak right now for many commodities. We expect a lot of volatility in the year ahead. Some of the reasons for that volatility, of course, the ordinary garden variety weather. Weather still matters. It always will matter in agriculture. And people tend to forget that sometimes. But obviously, the macroeconomic environment's been very volatile as well and could cause us lots of consternation or good times in the years ahead. We're watching very carefully what's happening with agricultural land markets and what some of the both the opportunities and risks that are there for people. But, of course, we'll also talk a little bit about policy. So what's been happening in D.C. the last several months, what that might portend for the 2012 Farm Bill or 2013 Farm Bill or whenever else we get a new round of ag policy put in place.
How about if you look at just a couple of the big commodities that affect our area here, like row crops, corn, soybeans. What kind of impact do you think the changes we've seen in those markets have been having on other areas, like food costs, you name it, and maybe just looking ahead? There's a lot of policy things going on, I know, but do you still see us to continue to have this kind of wild swings?
Yeah, the corn market in particular is one where, stocks of corn are very tight in this country, and so every little piece of news, either positive or negative, can make the market move around a lot. We expect that to continue probably for the next several years. Soybean markets have shown how sensitive we are to developments in Brazil and developments in China as well. A little bit weaker demand from China, a little bit stronger supplies from Brazil has pushed our soybean prices down pretty sharply the last several months. As we go into 2012, everybody will be watching the weather closely. But of course, we'll be watching what happens in the overall macro environment as well.
When it comes to this farm bill debate that we've got going on, what are some of the things that you see happening, maybe are potentially going to be on the table, top of mind here as we get through this holiday season?
Sure. I think the efforts that were made by the leadership of the House and Senate and the Ag Committees as part of the super committee process to put together a package of cuts may well start the conversation on the next farm bill, but certainly won't be the end of that conversation. We do expect that ideas like reducing or even eliminating direct payments are going to be front and center of that debate, and the question will be what to do instead. Do we offer some sort of a shallow loss type proposal that was put forward by the chairman, or do we look at some other way of trying to protect agriculture?
I'll just make a comment that it seems like I have never seen so much talk, buzz, whatever you want to call it, out there in the news media or the fringe news media from the non-farm sectors about the farm bills and expenditures and stuff. Do you see that too? And what kind of do you think that might have some extra impact this time around?
No, very definitely. When we go back a few farm bills, the basic commodity groups and major farm organizations, were the players in those debates. And while they continue to be very important, there's lots of new voices that want to be heard as part of the farm bill debate as well. And I think there's many of them were concerned about the process that tried to unfold here the last several months and very much want to make sure they're heard in the months ahead.
Well, I am just registered for the National Biodiesel Conference, mm-hmm. the National Ethanol Conference. Mm-hmm. When you look at this renewable fuel sector here and what it means to agriculture and agribusiness, kind of what's your take on seeing the sunsetting of some legislation, but a lot of talk about some other changes going on.
Yeah. At a minimum, it appears very likely that the ethanol tax credit is going to be allowed to expire here at the end of the year. We'll see what happens with the biodiesel credit as well. Those have been very important to the industry. However, it's important to remember that we still have a renewable fuel standard in place that kind of puts a floor beneath the level of production that needs to occur to satisfy those use mandates in front of us. So we don't expect the elimination of those tax credits to make a huge difference in the markets, but it probably does reduce some of the upside potential that might have been there otherwise.
Okay. Anything else you might want people to know we didn't touch on?
I think just keep watching the markets ahead of us here. Anytime you want to make an assumption of what future prices are going to be for a commodity, for land, you better be very careful because chances are it's going to be different than you expect.
Absolutely. That seems to be the way it always is. Thank you very much, Patrick Westhoff, here at the St. Louis Agribusiness Club. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.